Ars Poetica, number 17. Look, my grandmothers would float out of themselves and into me nearly every day the weeks after they died. I'd find myself pickling eggs, making a pot roast, polishing silver spoons in china, caring. Once, I stole tomatoes right off the Maltese's vines. I wanted something fresh for once. I hate tomatoes. And the Malteses are my neighbors, friends of the family, which must be why they told me they saw the whole thing and laughed and felt a little sad. My losses and all, someone said. Yes, my grandmothers floated out of themselves and into me, and in the mirror one morning I saw them and felt me. They must have loved me, I guess. Why else would they keep showing up as me, in me, to me? Here's where I feel my face changing, my voice turning strangely fainter, trailing because I don't know why. Why elegies bore me, why grandmothers and poems bore me, great poems praising the dead bore me. The dead put me to sleep while they write, then read this poem. Why should I complain? I am happy now, which must be why all I want to write from now on should begin with the dead listening again.